Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Tom coming off of a road sweep. Those aren't easy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Schultzy.
In your mind, when your team is playing really, really well, what sorts of things are they doing?
Well, I think we're doing a lot of things. I mean, the biggest thing is when you're playing really well, I think you're a well-rounded team. You're taking care of the puck. You're driving the net hard. You're blocking shots. You're finishing your checks. You're just doing a lot of little things well. You got good face-off execution. And I just think those types of things, again, you know, it just play huge dividends if you're doing all those little things. And if you're not, you know, sometimes it can get difficult because, again, that means you're cheating a little bit.
Both games last weekend at St. Thomas, third period, you guys scored a bunch and stretched things out a little bit. How important is it just sticking with the process, and how good did they stick to the process?
Well, again, there was times we deviated at times, Schultzy, but overall I think that we did stick with it. The one thing we had is we had good legs all weekend. We skated well. I thought we forechecked hard. We weren't very physical, but we had good puck pressure, and eventually we had some success offensively in the third period.
You look at your line chart for tonight, and each line, with the exception of your fourth, and each D pair has at least one guy with over 100 games played. How important is just experience and that trickle-down effect that experience brings?
Sure doesn't hurt. I mean, the old Bob Peters line, the one thing you can't buy at the supermarket is experience, and that's that. When you have that, I mean, you got to take advantage of it.
We talked briefly about this Wednesday night at the Tavern during the Tom Ceratore show, but fans get a little geeked up over number one rankings. For anyone who missed that conversation, again, can you just talk about how players and coaches pay zero attention to rankings?
Well, we just do. I mean, it's just part of what I think is part of being an athlete, part of being a coach. You just never talk about those things. You don't acknowledge those things. Even when even if it's your own team, you just don't talk about it. It's one of those things that it's the wrong thing to do because you always want to send a consistent message to your team, and the team wants a consistent message. So you can't sit there and talk about all those things because really it really is irrelevant. It doesn't mean much other than you're playing well at that particular time of the year, and some people think that you're a pretty good hockey team. So we all realize it's all fluff, but we also realize that fluff's important from a media standpoint.
More with Coach Ceratore when we come back. Our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. Tom, we closed part one talking about rankings. We're going to start part two here with what really does matter. You guys can be in first place in the league. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Well, it is, but again, there's a long ways to go, and we have games in hand, and I can't even figure it out, Schultz, to be honest with you. So that's why I don't try to get too worked up over any of this stuff either. Just keep playing pretty good hockey. Just do what you need to do to win games, and we'll let the process play out from there.
Where is this Mankato team really good?
Well, I mean, every aspect of their game is good, I think. I mean, they're really strong and they're really heavy, and that's the one thing that they're consistent every year. They're just strong and heavy. They defend so well. They obviously, again, a lot of their offense is generated by just having good defense, and they make it hard on you. They make you earn every inch of ice, and that's just the way it is with them.
Last night was a big night for college hockey in my mind. Dean Blaze and Jerry York both going to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Let's start with Dean. Obviously, tremendous ties to high school hockey in northern Minnesota, college hockey around the area, in the region, internationally as well. In your mind, what has Dean Blaze meant to this sport?
Well, again, first off, Dean's he's a good person. I think that's, first and foremost, he's a good person. He's an ambassador of the game. You hit it on the head. He's been an ambassador for a lot of different levels, and he's been successful as a coach. And, he won three national championships, so... at the end of the day, he's done a lot for the game. He's done a lot for the game collegiately, internationally, and, of course, grassroots at high school.
I don't know how many of our fans know a whole lot about Jerry York, but you go out east, and he is the Dean Blaze of out east, isn't he?
Well, he's going to go beyond that. He's like a John Wooden, to be honest with you, because you take a look at the wins. I mean, nobody's ever going to catch Jerry, with the number of wins at the collegiate level. So, he's got a long tenure as a coach. He's got a long, successful tenure as a coach. And if you take a look since 1995 when he's taken over BC as alma mater, he's taken that program to new heights as well.
is college hockey where it is right now without guys like that, without guys like Red Berenson, and without guys like R.H. Bob Peters?
Well, there's always, I think, you know, any sport or anything for that matter, there's always going to be pioneers, even in business, Schultz. He said there's always going to be pioneers. So I think we can look at anything and just say, well, you know, where would we be without, you know, these people? And I think the answer is these guys, what they did being pioneers, I mean, they did a lot of heavy lifting is what I'm getting at. They had good vision. Yeah, they did a lot of heavy lifting, and you know that's where we're at today. And you need people who, you know, really have a great work ethic, but most importantly, you know, they've got a great mind, and they think more about the game than they do themselves. And I think that when you look at those guys, those ambassadors, that's what they were. They really cared about the game. They cared about the growth, and they were visionaries. They were looking 15 to 20 years down the line. They just weren't looking, you know, what's going on next week and 2 weeks from now. So I think that's the thing that Coach Peters has, and Ron Mason, and Jerry York, and Jack Parker, and you know, and there's just a bundle of them. I mean, you can go in the East and you can go in the West, but I mean, those guys just jump out at me.